you know, universally, everyone feels horrible about the situation in terms of what's happening with former Representative Frank and his family.
House Minority Leader David Litvak says former Representative Craig Frank is a well-liked and well-respected man, both by his constituents and by his colleagues.
The situation itself is extremely unfortunate. Any one of us could find us in that. So I think we all understand that. But we're not, there's definitely a sense that redrawing the district boundaries is not the right solution.
Redrawing the district lines is, however, one solution that Representative Frank and some of his supporters would like to see happen. Frank says phone calls, Facebook messages, and emails have been pouring in since his announcement was made, and he hopes they will continue, perhaps prompting Governor Gary Herbert to call a special session and have other legislators consider redrawing District 57's lines. But would this be constitutional? Senate President Michael Waddups says no.
The Constitution's pretty clear. If you don't live in your district, you can't serve.
So even though the former lawmaker appears to be well-liked, receiving more than three-quarters of the votes from people living in District 57 in the last election, President Waddups says it is unlikely he will be representing them.
The most likely scenario is that the process that's already established will happen. The Central Committee will be called together. They will have a vote of all of the members of that Central Committee, and they will elect a representative that they will send up to the governor. The governor will interview that person and appoint them to fill the seat.
Regardless of the outcome, Frank says he knows coming forward about the boundary mishap was the right thing to do.
I woke up this morning, looked at myself in the mirror, and knew I didn't have a secret that needed to be held in the back of my head somewhere.
Frank's mistake happened because when he moved his family from Pleasant Grove to Cedar Hills in January 2009, the Utah County Clerk's map showed he would still be in District 57. That means he and his neighbors saw his name on the ballot when they went to the polls in November. But it turns out the clerk's map was wrong, and he'd been living in another lawmaker's district for the past 2 years. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.